And church, we are still in the season of Pentecost. We celebrated the Feast of Pentecost last Sunday, but we're still in that season. We can never exhaust the revelation and the wisdom of God's Word. Every year or every time you revisit these scriptures, more and more will be revealed to you. It is a great mistake to ever have the attitude, "Oh, I've heard that." No, church, the Lord has more for us to hear. The Lord has more for us to enter into. Where you are now is not your final resting place. Hallelujah. God has more for you. Would you say that with me, please? God has more for you. Let's say that again. God has more for you. Church, He has more for me, and He has more for you. But it can only come to you through the knowledge of the Word of God that you believe and act upon, and the power of the Holy Spirit moving you in to new things. It is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by my Spirit, says the Lord. So you can have much knowledge and not move into new things because you are not coming into the power of the Holy Spirit through humility, through submission, through believing the Word of God, and through your obedience to the Word of God. We move into new things. Can anyone say amen to that? So last Sunday, we began celebrating the Feast of Pentecost. Church, I've moved into a time in my life where every day is celebration day. Now, it wasn't always that way, but I've learned every day in Jesus is a day to celebrate. And the feasts teach us to celebrate. The feasts teach us gladness of heart. The feasts of the Lord are also called the celebrations of the Lord. God doesn't want His people dragging around sad, depressed, hopeless, and in despair. No, we are the people of God, and of all the people on the face of the earth, we should be the most glad, the most joyful, the most happy, hallelujah, filled with gladness of heart. But you know, when you're born again out of the world, you don't understand how to rejoice. Where were we yesterday, Pastor Davies? Or the night before? It was Friday evening we were here. Going home, we passed a location on our right that had one lounge after another lounge after another lounge. And I'm telling you, you could not have squeezed another car into the parking spaces where those lounges. They were parked everywhere to get into those lounges, drink whatever they drink, dance to whatever they dance to, and behave however they choose to behave. Church, are you with me? And do you know when the lights were bright? I mean, it looked like they were having a high heel time. My heart felt sad for them, because I know after you've drunk and you've danced and you've drunk some more and you have to be helped out of that bar, it's really not safe for you to drive home. I know what you're going to have the next day. I don't know. I've never had a hangover. But I understand they are terrible. Your head aches. Your body aches. Everything aches when you're having a hangover. And you may even promise yourself, I am never doing that again. And the next night, you find your car drove you to that lounge again. Not that you had anything to do with getting there, but your car drove you there. And you got out and thought, well, what am I doing here? Oh, okay, well, let me just have one brew. Just one brew. And we have a repetition of that over and over again. But God wants us to have a repetition over and over and over again of the joy of the Lord. And your only hangover from the joy of the Lord is more joy. Hallelujah. More gladness of heart. More happiness in your life because you are putting your time, your effort, your strength, and your attention in the eternal things of God. You're spending your time loving Him in the Word, getting to know Him, drinking of the Holy Spirit, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving. And do you know, that leads you from one level of glory to the next level of glory, where the world looks for joy and the world looks for a thrill, leads you down, down, down into alcoholism, depression, failure, and even becoming suicidal. Church, I want to tell you, God's way is the best way. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And so the feasts of the Lord teach us to celebrate. And they teach us that God ever wants us to have gladness of heart. The feasts of the Lord are designed to be a cycle of blessing that you walk in and you live in. A cycle of answered prayer, a cycle of joy, a cycle of walking in the anointing of God and fulfilling the plans and purposes that God has for your life. Now, I want to review this because I cannot say it enough, that the feasts are Passover, Pentecost, Feast of Tabernacles. Three feasts: Passover, unleavened bread, where sin is removed through the blood of Jesus, and first fruits. Jesus actually rose from the dead on first fruits, not Easter. First fruits is when Jesus rose from the dead. But our forefathers became anti-Semitic and turned against the Jewish people. And in 325, they said, we are separating ourselves from the Jews, and we are creating our own calendar. You never find the word Easter in the Bible, but you do find first fruits in the Bible. Yeah, you don't find the word Christmas in the Bible. Hallelujah. But we do find the birth of Jesus in the Bible. Hallelujah. And so we celebrate, we sanctify Easter, we sanctify Christmas, but we have an understanding that we have divine appointments with God according to His calendar, where He works His supernatural works in the lives of His people to advance us in His blessing and in His joy. Can you say amen? Passover, we celebrate our salvation. Jesus was crucified on Passover. He was dead. He was raised on the third day. We celebrate that victory over sin, hell, death, and the grave that our Savior purchased with His own blood every single human being. But a human being must accept the gift of God of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you accept that, really you've accepted Passover. God, the Holy Spirit, judgment will pass over you. You will never experience eternal judgment as those who do not know Christ will experience eternal judgment. But you're going to experience, through the salvation of Jesus Christ, eternal glory in heaven with our Father, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? 50 days later, the word 50 means jubilee. 50 days later, Jesus had instructed His disciples after His resurrection, His appearance to them, go to Jerusalem and wait there for the gift that the Father has for you. So in Acts chapter 2, we know that, and this is what we are celebrating. Think of it, church. Passover, salvation, and we are set free from sin, hell, death, and the grave. You will never taste that. But now we're in the season of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2, we are celebrating Pentecost because Pentecost was the day, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was granted to the church. And church, Pentecost is a season of increase. Everyone say increase. I drank water this morning, but I'm still needing to drink more water. The people of God on the day of Pentecost were filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? To bring increase into the kingdom of God. You are baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, because it is God's will for you to bring increase into the kingdom of God, for you to live a fruit. So we're filled with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost to bring increase into the kingdom of God. Fall feasts are called the Feast of Tabernacles, and the fall feasts are about the glory of God, where we will live with God for eternity. Church, we are called to the glory. I want to say that again. We are called to the glory of God, and we will live with our Father in heaven for all eternity in the glory of God. Someone say amen. So once your eyes are opened and you begin to walk by faith in the calendar of God, this is not about being saved. You can be saved and never pay any attention to the calendar of God. But it is about increase in your blessings, increase in your joy, increase in your fruitfulness as you walk in the cycles of God. God has a purpose for His moeds. What are moeds? Divine appointment. When God visits His people, He visits us with revelation. He visits us with increase. He visits us with His blessing. He visits us with joy of heart. So, the feasts of God are designed to create a cycle of blessing in our lives. Hallelujah. Are you excited about that? It's not enough to be taught about the blessing of God, but God wants you to experience His blessing in a great way. God, through the feast, works His kingdom into our hearts, our lives, and our understanding. Hallelujah. Romans 14, 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." I want to major on joy today because it's one of the major gifts of Pentecost, is the joy of the Lord. In fact, the disciples were so full of the Holy Spirit after He had been poured out, they spilled out into the streets, and the people looked at them and thought, "These are drunk people, and it's only 9 o'clock in the morning." See, you can be drunk with wine, or you can be drunk in the Holy Spirit. But they were experiencing the newness of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And church, they were full of the joy of the Lord. Joy unspeakable and full of glory had come to them. What is joy? What is the joy of the Lord? Church, it is delight. Joy is delight. It is gladness. Joy is centered in the triumph of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit and the outpourings of the Holy Spirit, we have joy and we have laughter. We have gladness of heart as we look to Jesus Christ. The joy of the Lord is a necessity for living an overcoming life. How do we receive the joy of the Lord? Not just on Pentecost, but each and every day of our lives, how do we receive the joy of the Lord? Church, there's only one way to receive the joy of the Lord. And that is, we look to Jesus. We look to Jesus. We don't look to the world. We don't look to our circumstances. Your circumstances may be challenging right now, but the Lord wants you to live in His joy. It's not your circumstances. Most people look to their circumstances. That is not spiritual. To look at the natural and decide what you have and don't have. No, we look to Jesus to obtain the joy of the Lord. We look to our Savior with thankfulness of heart. Thank you each and every day. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you that I have joy in you, Jesus. You are my constant companion, my best friend, and knowing you is what gives me joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We look to Jesus for the joy of the Lord. He is the source of joy. Your circumstances are not the source of true joy. Jesus is the source of joy. We look to Him. We receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us the joy of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. When He is poured out, shed abroad in our heart, he brings the joy of the Lord with him. And church, we renew our minds to that, that we do not look to the world for our joy. We do not look to the world for our peace or any other of the fruit of the Spirit. We don't look to the world for love. Hallelujah. No, just as we look to Jesus for love, we look to Jesus for peace, we look to Jesus for our joy. And we rejoice and delight in him. And as a result of thanking him for all his work on the cross, thanking him for the many blessings he's brought into our lives, church, our joy is renewed and poured out day by day by day. Don't look to your pocketbook for joy. Now, it is good to have $5,000 in your pocketbook. I'll admit that's good. But if I look to my pocketbook and I don't even have $1,000 or even $100, that is not the source of my joy. The Holy Spirit is in me to pour out the joy of the Lord into my heart and life each and every day. Be sure you're looking in the right place to obtain the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pentecost is a feast that celebrates the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the power of God being made available to every believer. The blessing of Pentecost is for every believer so that our lives may be empowered, our lives may be enlarged, and so that we may experience increase. Everyone say increase. At Pentecost, every year, God will visit his church on the earth for whoever invites him to visit them. He will visit them with increase. He will visit that church with revelation. He will visit that church with joy. He will visit that church with his blessing. Hallelujah. Whatever measure of the Holy Spirit you are walking in today, God has more increase for you. I'm not satisfied with the measure of the Holy Spirit I'm walking in today, but I'm grateful that I know God has increase for me in the Holy Spirit as I yield to him. I want to tell you something that is very, very critical about increase, and that is zeal, Z-E-A-L. Zeal is critical for increase. Zeal is critical to receiving more and more and more through the Holy Spirit who is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you, but he has greater releases for you. And zeal is a critical part of that. What is zeal? This is a key, church, to more. Zeal is a burning desire to please God. A burning desire to please God, to do his will, and to advance his glory in the earth in every way possible. Every means available to us. Let me say that again. Zeal is a burning desire to please God, to do his will, and to advance his glory in this world in every way possible. So I've got a question this morning. Are you burning with zeal? You don't have to answer me. Let that answer be between you and God. But the question is, are you burning with zeal? Or at the time of Pentecost, should we all rededicate ourselves to obeying God and to using our time on earth, our strength on earth, and all that is available, all the resources that are available to us to advancing the kingdom of God? Church, we need to ask ourselves that question during the season of Pentecost. Are our hearts burning with zeal? Hallelujah. Psalm 69:9 says, For zeal for your house consumes me. I'll tell you, that strong zeal. For zeal for your house consumes me. And the insults of those who insult you fall on me. So there will be many who do not have zeal. And there will be many who will tell you things, oh, we had a party Friday night, you weren't there, and you don't know what you were missing. But we should have such zeal in our hearts that our reply would be, well, I was at church Friday night, and you don't know what you missed at church Friday night. I want to say this to you, church, very strongly, and for all of us to hear, may the zeal of the Lord consume you. May the zeal of your heart for the Lord consume you. May the cry of your heart during this Pentecost season and every day from henceforth be, more, Lord. I want more of you. My heart is not satisfied. Money cannot satisfy me. All the things of the world cannot satisfy me. Only you can bring true peace and satisfaction to my heart. I want more of you. Church, can you say amen? Remember, Jesus went to the cross to deliver us from the power of sin, the power of hell. Church, thank God, if you're here today and you're saved, you will never see hell. From death, death cannot touch you. When the time of your departure comes, there's your body. You will simply go. But the spirit of death cannot have you. The real you lifts out of your body and goes to be with the Lord in heaven forever and ever. I'll tell you, we've been delivered from the grave, everything the devil could throw at us, and we rejoice in that, and we are most thankful for that. However, there is more. There is more than just being saved. There is more than just knowing I'm not going to hell. There is more than that. For the rest of your days on earth, there you are to carry out God's will with all your heart, soul, strength, and might. We are to work for increase in the kingdom of God. Thank the Lord we don't do this in our own ability, in our own strength or might, but the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon us that we might work the works of God in the anointings of the Holy Spirit. Church, can you say amen? So through the power of the Word of God, which brings us knowledge, and the power of the Holy Spirit, these two agencies equip us to bear fruit for the kingdom of God. God will restore our lives and increase our strength, measure upon measure upon measure, as we walk with Him. You may feel today you can't do much. You don't have much strength. You don't know much. You don't have much. But I'm telling you, through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, God will change the condition of your life. And through the power of His Spirit, He takes you into more and more and more of His fruitfulness, His provision. It's not only empowering us for souls to be saved, but church, I'm telling you, Pentecost empowers us to prosper in every way, including financially, including whatever it takes for your personal prosperity. The Holy Spirit wants to empower you and increase you to such an extent that you become a world changer. Have you ever thought of yourself as a world changer? Now, we know Pastor Davey's testimony that he used to be, in long days gone by, one of those who would gather on Friday evenings at the lounge areas. And I'm going to tell a little bit, Mama Ruth used to do the same thing. And that's where you would find them on Friday nights. But they both got saved. And they both got filled with the Holy Spirit. And so one day, Pastor Davies, this was years ago, he really made me laugh. He said, "Oh, Pastor Carla, we could hear the music from far, and we would not even reach the bar, and we were dancing." And he said, "I would go through the door, and I was already dancing, and I would join the people dancing." And church, I could just see him doing that. Hallelujah. Mom Ruth agreed. That's what she did too. She acted as crazy as Pastor Davies acted on Friday nights. But Pastor Davies, something happened to you and Mom Ruth. You received Passover, our Passover lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. You were born again. And that precious mama in your home village, she told him that she knew him. And he went to her to be saved, didn't she? You were already saved. You wanted to be prayed for. And she had said in her little hut, she said, "Davies, kneel down." Thank God for this mama. We still help her today, don't we? We still help her sustain her life today. Isn't that the least we can do? Is bless that mama. And she began to cast the devils out of Pastor Davies. You'll notice plural. Plural means more than one. And one of the biggest, in fact, it may have been the stronghold that opened the door for other spirits to come in and occupy his flesh, was the spirit of suicide. And she cast that devil out of him. Oh, church, I thank God for being born again. But you know, Pastor Davies being born again, that was not the end of the story. He needed to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the power of God. See, first of all, your vessel has to be set free. You're washed in the blood. The priests of old, the blood would be applied to their ear, their thumb, their right toe on each foot to serve God. First of all, the blood must be applied to your life to cleanse your vessel. Then the oil is applied. The Holy Spirit has a vessel to come into through the willingness of your heart. And so then the priests of old, after the blood, they would be sanctified and consecrated to their office. Oil, the anointing oil, would be applied to their ears, their thumb, and their right toe. Church, can you say amen, that you might have the mind of God and hear God, serve God with the works of your hands, and walk with God all the days of your life? You can only do that through the power of your own, of the Holy Spirit, not your own strength. And Pastor Davies, I think we can look at his life. Would you agree with me, church, that there has been increase in his life? We've seen that increase. That did not come through Pastor Davies' flesh or him being in church or serving in church or having a title or an office in church. That has come through the Holy Spirit. All increase in your life comes through the Word and through the Holy Spirit. There is no other way. God works through His Holy Word and through the power of Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So we have to have those outpourings over and over and over again. Why? Because we're going from one degree of glory to the next degree of glory. And from that degree of glory to the next degree of glory. Church, are you following me? Pentecost. We celebrate the feast of Pentecost. Zechariah 4:6. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. In the Amplified Bible, I think this is so good. Then he said to me, this continuous supply of oil. That's very important. Now, this is the old covenant. This continuous supply of oil is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, prince of Judah, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, of whom the oil is a symbol, says the Lord of hosts. So in the old covenant, the oil was a symbol of the Holy Spirit. In the new covenant, of which we came into the kingdom of God, we, church, hallelujah, have the real thing available to all, not just the priest. It's not just for me. It's not just for Pastor Davies. It's as much for you as a member of Christ's body as it is for me. And my heart's desire and cry unto the Lord is that you would continuously be filled with the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Pentecost teaches us these wonderful truths, reminds us every year of these wonderful truths, and through the visitation of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit gives us fresh infillings, fresh insight, fresh strength. And we're so grateful for that. The Holy Spirit is in us to transform our lives, working with the Word, to deliver us from our infirmities and the failure of our flesh. Has anyone in here ever made a mistake after you were born again? See, our flesh can fail, but the Holy Spirit delivers us from the failures of our flesh and wakes us up to the mightiness of God, that we can walk with God in His miracle working power. I want to say to you, the Holy Spirit is here to change us. If you're baptized in the Holy Spirit and you're very serious about your walk with God, you will be changed. You will be transformed. That is a very important point about Pentecost. The Holy Spirit is visiting us to bring change into our lives. Every year, He visits us to change us. Hallelujah. You may say, I'm never going to do that again. And next week, you do it again. But if you'll continuously be filled with the Holy Spirit, the day will come, you will be delivered of whatever it is you need to be delivered from. Weakness of the flesh, failure of the flesh. The Holy Spirit visits us to deliver us and make us mighty in God. Church, may I hear an amen. The Holy Spirit has been poured out in our lives to make us mighty in God. Hallelujah. Think of Peter, the great apostle Peter. We know before he was the great apostle Peter, as Jesus was being led to his crucifixion, Peter denied the Lord how many times? Three times. He was weak and fearful in his flesh. But after the Holy Spirit came, the Holy Spirit delivered him of his weakness, changed him, and empowered him to become the mighty apostle Peter, an apostle of the Lamb of God. And do you know, Nero, this is historical. He set fire to Rome. Nero was a crazy Roman emperor, a very wicked man. And he accused the Christians of setting fire to Rome and destroying the city. And so, of course, they arrested the apostles who were in Rome. And Peter was about to be crucified. And he said, now see, this man had been changed. He told his executioners, no, do not crucify me right side up, because I'm not worthy to be crucified the way my Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, but rather crucify me upside down. So they nailed the Apostle Peter to the cross upside down, and they lifted him up on that cross. Where Jesus' feet had been, Peter's head now hung until he died. The great Apostle Paul, who I long to meet face to face because he's influenced my life, and I'm sure your life so much. The great Apostle Paul, he was arrested during that same persecution of the Christians through Nero. And he had traveled throughout the known world preaching the gospel. And when it came, his last words were, before they eventually would cut off his head, he was beheaded, the Apostle Paul. He said, his last recorded words, I am dying. Soon I will be brought to God's heavenly kingdom. Now, the lives of these men were transformed. Saul had been a persecutor of Christians. Peter had been too weak and afraid to follow the Lord. But their lives were totally changed by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Acts 2. Let your life be totally changed by the power of God available to you in the outpourings of the Holy Spirit. God has them scheduled yearly at the time of the Feast of Pentecost. Actually, the Holy Spirit is poured out Passover, Pentecost, Feast of Tabernacles. There are special outpourings of the Holy Spirit. Notice I'm using the word special. God has scheduled outpourings of the Holy Spirit. I don't want to miss God's scheduled outpourings. But actually, you can humble yourself and say, Lord, please fill me with your Holy Spirit today. But he has divine appointments, moeds, where he schedules special outpourings for his people. Church, you can learn to live that way. Yes, we follow the Gregorian calendar, or we wouldn't even be here this morning. But we, more than that, we follow God's calendar, which he sets out in the Word of God. And so, church, the power and the outpourings of the Holy Spirit is a very serious matter. And for you to receive, it takes a pressing in and a cry from your heart that you want more and more of the Holy Spirit manifesting in your life. You want more of God's blessing. You want more power to help other people. You want more of the anointing. You want your life to be enlarged through the Holy Spirit. Is God finished blessing you and me? No, he's not finished blessing you. The season of Pentecost is a season of special blessing for the people of God. Unusual breakthroughs in the season of Pentecost. Unusual favor. Is there something you've been praying for and believing to happen? It didn't happen 3 years ago. It didn't happen 2 years ago. It didn't happen last year. Let's believe, God, you're going to get your breakthrough this year through the power of the Holy Spirit. The season of Pentecost is a season of breakthroughs. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Last year, I want to alert you to a breakthrough to be praying for. In the latter months of 2023, I asked the Lord, do you have anything to share with me about 2024? And I listen for and receive words of God from men I highly esteem when they begin to speak prophetically about the year before us. And so I began to hear them speak about what would be coming in 2024, 5784 in the Jewish calendar. And Dr. Jerry Savelle, now we're talking about increase. Let me read to you what Dr. Jerry Savelle said about the coming year that we're now walking in. He said, 2024 is the year of progressing, advancing, experiencing promotion, and seeing your highest expectations fulfilled. Do you know how your highest expectations will be fulfilled? Through the power of the Holy Spirit working on your behalf. There's no other way. You can't bribe anybody and call that, this is my highest expectations being fulfilled. No, you want God to give you that breakthrough. Brother Kenneth Copeland, I listened to his word. He said 2024 will be a year of more and more and more. More finances, more healings, more miracles, more outpourings, more people coming to Jesus, more things happening. I am the God of increase. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm telling you, I received that word. So I listened to those men and I still wasn't hearing anything. I had asked the Lord. It was probably about September, somewhere there, maybe early October. Lord, do you have a word for me or anything to share with me about the coming year? I hadn't heard anything. But let me ask, how many of you old timers remember the Sunday? This was years ago. I was seated here. It came time for me to minister, and I was walking up to the pulpit, and I told you later, not at that moment, that the moment I rose up, it was like a ball in my stomach. Pastor Davies, you remember that. A ball in my stomach, and it began rising. With each step I took, it was rising and rising, a ball about this size. I mean, it was big. It was big on the inside of me. It kept coming. I finally got up to the pulpit, and I opened my mouth and said, Kenya will be a hub in Africa. How many of you old-timers may recall that? Hallelujah. Kenya will be a hub in Africa. Church, we were as far from looking like a hub as it was possible to look. I mean, you had to go to the chiropractor every time you got out and hit those potholes, and we would drive on the side, and I'm telling you, we looked far from a hub. But Andrew Wafula, about 2 or 3 weeks later, Andrew, are you in here today? I don't see him. Okay, the media team is there. But he clipped out an article that was in the Standard or the Nation, I don't know which newspaper, I don't remember. And it said, a certain business was making Kenya the hub of its operations. I mean, that was just days after that prophecy. I'd never even thought about Kenya being a hub. That came through the Spirit. Would you look at Kenya today? Woo! And we've got that overpass downtown now. I mean, Pastor Davies and Norman got me from the airport to the house, lickety-split. And we were looking, and there was traffic below us, but we were just flying along on that freeway. I'm telling you, Kenya has changed, and that word is still being performed today. I've never had another experience like that. But in late 2023, suddenly I felt a ball on the inside of me. And it was on the right side. And I felt it coming up and coming up and coming up. It stopped about right here. And I looked down. I mean, I felt it physically just like I did that other time. I looked down and I heard the word double. And I knew God was answering my prayer, do you have anything to say to me about 2024? I heard the word double. In fact, the Lord taught me to say it this way, double, double. And that reminds you, the way you say it is important. double-double. So I want to close by talking to you about this word from the Lord. Double-double. Matthew, I'm not going to go through it extensively, but Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Read it and pray over it, church. Is the parable of the talents. And the NIV translation. Let's look at verse 14. Again, now this is talking about the kingdom of heaven. In other words, this is what God wants to happen for his people. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. Church, the wealth of the Word and the Holy Spirit is our treasure. The Word and the Holy Spirit have been entrusted to us. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his ability. Then he went on a journey. The man who received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more bags. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. Now, church, tell me what's happening there. They're doubling. But they're working. They're working for their master. They're working for the desire and will of their master to be fulfilled, so that when he returns, he is well pleased with them. I'm going to tell you, the spirit of increase or the spirit of doubling will not be granted to those who are half-hearted and only give little of themselves to the kingdom of God. The double is not for that person. Now, this is very significant. Pentecost is about increase, but there are things you have to do to increase. Now, we see in this parable, they are doubling, but church, they're working for their master. So we can't sit in church and pray for great blessing, great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, mighty works of God, and we are lukewarm. Now, I didn't get any amens on that. But you cannot be lukewarm and increase. You cannot be lukewarm and double, church. You work for your master. You seek with all of your heart to do his will. You seek his glory in the earth. You seek his increase, the increase of the kingdom of God. And so the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. So also but the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole, and hid his master's talent or money. In other words, he did not work for his master. And after a long time, let me just speak some of this. The master returned and he wanted to see what his servants had done. And there will be the day coming when we stand before our master and it is seen openly what we have done for him. And the one with 5 bags of gold brought the other 5 bags of gold and said, Master, you've entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained, church, gain is increase. I have gained 5 more. His master, listen, I want to hear this. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness or joy. Different translations may say it a bit differently. Then the man with 2 bags of gold also came, Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. Church, what did he do? Say it loudly. He doubled. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I know you're a hard man. I want you to see what he did right off the bat. I know you're a hard man. Who is he blaming? He's blaming his master. He's not even taking responsibility for his actions. He had the nerve. Everyone say, the nerve. Tina's a Kiswahili expert. Tina, how do we say... She's on the front row and she said, ah. How do we say, I know you're a hard man? Did you hear her? You know, I know you're a hard man. He blamed his master. The moment he opened his mouth, he started making excuses. Harvesting where you've not sown, gathering where you've not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. There was no increase from the life of that third servant. Now, I want you to understand how God looks at it when his people do not produce increase. Church, these are serious issues in the kingdom of God. It's a serious issue when his people are not producing increase. And let me tell you something, there is no excuse that's acceptable. We can't say, I'm too young. We cannot even say, I'm too old. Let me rest. We cannot say, I don't have enough money. We cannot say, I don't have enough education. No, God's Spirit will bring each and every child of God into increase if you will commit yourself to bringing increase in the kingdom of God. And here's the master's reply. You wicked, lazy servant. You knew that I harvest where I've not sown and gather where I've not scattered seed. Well, then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would at least have received it back with interest. So, take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has, more will be given. Increase. And they will have an abundance or increase. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken away. The kidogosana that you bury in the ground. Somehow, someone's going to discover that hole and dig up what you buried in the ground. And even what you had, you're going to lose it because you are not using it for the kingdom of God's sake. Even what they have will be taken away. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So it's very important as we come to and celebrate Pentecost that we let the Lord reveal to us he desires increase in our lives. When you are faithful, more and more grace will be given to you. More power, more anointing, more blessing. You will increase. And begin to call increase into your life as you serve the Lord and are obedient to Him. So we see double in the parable of the talents. We see that concept of double. Let me tell you a little bit about double and we'll close. Double is a breakthrough word. Double is a breakthrough word. It means twice as much. Well, let me get my straw here. It means to go from lesser to greater. It means to shift. Double means to shift. Church, it means to fold over. And when you begin folding over, let's say you have a piece of cloth this wide. To fold over means you take this far in and you bring it. I mean, that's big increase. So double means great increase. Everyone say great increase. That's what the Lord told me about the ministry. In Hebrew, the word double means multiply, duplicate. So when you get in cycles of doubling, you just double and you duplicate it. It's over and over again. Great increase. In the Greek, it means to increase in value and receive an inheritance. Now let me make this statement. Double has to do with greatness. Double has to do with greatness. 2 Kings 2:9 and amplified. 2 Kings 2:9 amplified. And when they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "And what shall I do for you before I'm taken away from you?" And Elisha said, "Please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." See, in the old covenant, the Spirit of God only rested upon certain men, prophet, priest, and king, not the people as a whole, as it is this day. Let a double portion of your spirit. Now look at 10a. Elijah replied to Elisha, "You have asked a difficult thing." Church, I'm not going to say double is easy. Don't expect it just to fall on you. Elijah replied to Elisha's request for a double portion, "You have asked a difficult thing." It was difficult because Elijah didn't have the double portion to give. That comes from God. See, you can only give what you have. So it was a very difficult thing. But what he was saying is men cannot accomplish this. Only God can do this. I want to say this about the double in your life. Men cannot accomplish it. Church, you can only be faithful. You can only be committed to the word and to increase in the kingdom of God, that your works, what you put your hands to doing in obedience, would bring increase in the kingdom of God. But double is an anointing God grants because you are committed to greater things. See, we make a commitment to greater things than we've ever done before. So the double doesn't come because you just keep doing the same thing over and over, week after week, the same thing. No more effort, no more faithfulness, no increase in giving. See, until you increase your commitments, until there's increase in your heart toward God and the kingdom of God, you can't double. It's too difficult. But when you commit to more and you enter a new level of faithfulness to being committed to increase in the kingdom of God, God will begin releasing his double to enable you to accomplish greater things. The double is not released for you to just keep doing the same thing. The double is released for you to accomplish greater things. The double indicates the fact that he said this to me, which I promise you was not even in my thinking until the day I experienced it coming up and resting right in line with my spirit. This will only come by the Holy Spirit. Right in line, out of your belly. It rested right in line with my belly. Can you hear my belly? It came right here and stopped. It can only come to us through the Holy Spirit. Double is an anointing God grants by his grace for us to accomplish greater things. This blessing concerns more of the will of God than we're walking in today. It concerns God's greater glory through the works of this ministry. I do want the double in my life because I do want greater glory to God from my life. It indicates the even very fact that he said it to me, that God wants to do extraordinary things in Living Faith International and Victory Faith Church, in our home, and Heritage Leadership Academy, and so on and so forth. I wrote this down. God is rewriting history. God is rewriting history. May he rewrite Kenya's history. See, I don't believe the double is just granted for us. I believe it's granted even on behalf of Kenya. God is rewriting history. May he rewrite Kenya's history. May Kenya be a sheep nation and not a goat nation. Hallelujah. I believe a great turnaround. Let me read what I wrote. I believe a great turnaround is coming. May the end time harvest in Kenya be great. And may we have the anointing to reap a great portion of the end time harvest in Kenya. May we respond to our covenant assignment to preach the gospel north, south, east, and west in Kenya, because it's too important for us to ignore this assignment and to fail to fulfill it. Church, we are called to evangelize the next generation and bring many, many, many souls into the kingdom of God. What is that called? Increase. What is that called? Increase. So, for example, KSCF, however many souls have been won to the kingdom of God through our church, we thank God for each and every soul. But may that double. From this time forth, may we proclaim over the KSCF outreach, double, double over KSCF. Hallelujah. Double, double. He'll pour the double, double out on us to do greater works than we've ever done. I'm sure you've heard us say or heard other ministers say, Elisha worked double the miracles of Elijah. He had that double anointing. 50 Pentecost, 2024. On the Hebrew calendar, it's 5784. I want to close with two scriptures. Isaiah 61:7. I want to proclaim this over you. New Living Translation. Isaiah 61:7. New Living Translation. Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy shall be yours. Church, I want you to take this scripture and work with it. Let's work together as we let God form the faith for the double double to be poured out in this ministry. And then you think, oh, Pastor, that's too hard. That's too hard. You said it's a difficult thing. I don't know how in the world we would ever walk in a double anointing and have a great increase in the fruit we're bearing in the kingdom of God. Well, this is where my heart is settled. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 27. In the NIV says, this is NIV, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so, through him, through Christ, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Why is God saying, I will give you the double? It's for his glory. It's for increase in his kingdom. It's not for our glory. Church, we don't live to glorify ourselves. We live to glorify the Father who is in heaven. Now let's read that again. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. Oh, this is such a powerful scripture. And so through Christ, see, we're the body of Christ. We're his mouth in the earth. We're his hands and feet in the earth. Through Christ, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. What does amen mean? Someone tell me, what does amen mean? We agree. We agree. We agree with the Word of God. This scripture is being given to us by the Holy Spirit of God, and we agree. It's impossible with us. But what is impossible with men is possible with God. Now I'm going to read it again, and I want to hear you say, Amen. All right. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God.
Amen.
One more time.
Amen.
One more time.
Amen.
To the glory of God, church, may we receive that double anointing. What is that? When is that double anointing coming to us? Even through Pentecost, by the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe the double anointing by the Word of God is already being poured out. And everyone said,
amen.
Does Pentecost mean a bit more to you? Has understanding come? Has understanding come, church? Hallelujah. How very important revelation of Pentecost is. It's not just a word. It's an experience. God wants us all the time to walk in Pentecost. And every year, he wants to visit us with more revelation about Pentecost, more understanding. He wants to visit us to transform our lives and our hearts that we may walk in greater, increasing anointings. Pastor Davies, would you please come forward? Hallelujah. To the glory of God. Tell me something that stood out. This is not the first time I've done this to him. He may have expected. Pastor Davies, will you pray or whatever?
Praise God.
What stood out to you?
I sense the anointing when you read that scripture from 2 Kings chapter, is it chapter 2 and verse 9? I think it's chapter 2, verse 9. I really sense that, I mean, everything else was good. But 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, when he responded that you have asked for a difficult thing, I sensed that.
Mm.
And it reminded me, Pastor Carl, of what you said about the zeal.
Mm.
That is going to come, not just sitting down and doing anything.
Mm.
The scripture again, the zeal of thine house consumes me.
Yes.
Is for his purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Is giving ourselves completely to do his will. And I'll add a scripture over here, Pastor Carl, which Rita opened the service with, in the Passion Translation, and I see still the same thing, which you say, you put it in a different language, but the part is this that I want you to say, to emphasize is, don't hold anything back.
Mm.
Give your whole to the Lord and to his purposes. And in that scripture, in Isaiah 54, verse 2, from the Passion Translation, can we have it there, please? The Passion Translation. Hallelujah. 54, verse 2, it says, increase is coming. Isaiah 54, verse 2. Did I say not verse 2? Isaiah 54.
Okay. They're in Psalms.
Isaiah 54, verse 2, it says, increase is coming, so enlarge your tent and add extensions to your dwelling. Hold nothing back.
Mm.
Make the tent ropes longer and the pegs stronger. You will increase and spread out in every direction. That sounds to me like that double-double.
It is.
And then it says this, you will increase and spread out in every direction. Your sons and daughters will conquer nations and revitalize desolate cities.
Mm-hmm.
That for me sounds like bringing many souls into the kingdom of God. So, Pastor Carla, this has been so, so wonderful.
Praise God.
A difficult thing is not going to take
not easy.
Our strength to do it,
yes.
But trust in the Lord to bring forth that increase.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want us to agree, Pastor Davies says, we pray over the congregation. Church, I'm going to ask you to lift your hands.
Can they stand up?
Okay. Stand up is great.
I've been sitting for some time.
Stretch your bones. Hallelujah. And lift your hands before the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all the grace and mercy you have poured out upon this people.
Yeah.
I thank you for the grace and mercy you've poured out upon my own life.
Thank you, Father.
And I thank you that you are not through blessing us, but you want to increase the power of the Holy Spirit working in us and through us. Increase your kingdom. And increase the display of your goodness. I pray for the power of the Holy Spirit over this church to be poured out in increasing measure. May they be faithful to walk in it. May they be faithful to receive strength, might, ability, and anointings from heaven.
Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus. May they be faithful in their place of service. Not absent, but faithful.
Yeah.
Father, I pray for the double to be released by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
And may the double be poured out to work greatly, signs, wonders, miracles, supernatural changes within us. In our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies as your vessel. And then may the double be poured out through us.
Thank you, Father.
Upon this nation. Father, may the double change everything.
Yeah.
May it take us to new levels we've never known before. May the double bring us in to great grace,
thank you,
great favor, great blessing in the name of Jesus.
God,
may the double open doors, even double doors,
thank you,
of your grace,
thank you, Lord,
and your will. May the double radically change our lives for the glory of God. Father, we want to proclaim before heaven, we receive the double.
Yes, we do.
To do difficult things.
Yes, we do.
Things that we would not be able to accomplish without the double. Things that are in your heart for us to accomplish, but we do not have the strength or power without the double to accomplish it. So, Father, may the double be released today on as we celebrate Pentecost.
Thank you, Father.
May the double bring great change from today for the glory of God.
Thank you, Father.
And may the double transform the nation of Kenya to the glory of God. And everyone says, I believe it.
I believe it.
I receive it.
I receive it.
And I walk in it.
And I walk in it.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.